Good afternoon, Selgroup, and welcome back to our consideration of last Sunday's Gospel, Mark 6, verses 1 to 6. And it's a great wee story again from Mark, and like last Sunday's, it has a connection to a synagogue. Last Sunday we had the synagogue official, Jairus. This Sunday we have Jesus leaving the district. He went to his hometown and his disciples accompanied him. With the coming of the Sabbath, which is Saturday, he began teaching in the synagogue, and most of them were astonished when they heard him. So the synagogue was a place where it was democratically kind of run. People could come and study, pray, even do business, meet each other. And then you had these synagogue Sabbath day services, liturgies of the word, basically, that we're familiar with, readings from the scriptures, letters from people even. So he began teaching in the synagogue. And this is about the third visit that Jesus had to a synagogue. And after this, there are no more visits to synagogues because it doesn't seem to get him anywhere because of the reaction that he had here and also in other synagogues. And the objections that the people come up with that are recorded here in Mark are the objections that the Pharisees and the scribes and other teachers had to Jesus before this. So where did the man get all this? That means, like, what college was he educated in? What master did he study under? He's not like a Pharisee who learnt the tradition from somebody else. He's just a basic holy man who springs up. So where did he get all this? What's his accreditation? We've all been in that position. What makes you think you can say anything about this? You have no training in this. You have no degree. You have no certificate, etc. So where did the man get all this? What is this wisdom that has been granted him? And these miracles that are worked through him. So casting doubts again, like we've heard in other scriptures on the miracles, is it from God? Is it from Beelzebub? Is it from wherever? The miracles. And then finally, this is the carpenter, surely. Now the word carpenter could be translated by anybody who works with their hands. So you could even translate that as, this is the builder's labourer's son, or this is the builder's labourer, the son of Mary. Now, this is interesting. The son, it's a definite article, the son of Mary. And also people in that culture were regarded as a son of their father. Now, to say the son of his mother is to cast doubt on knowledge of who his father was. To say, you know, we don't know who his father was, it just would give his name as the son of Mary. And then the brother of James and Joseph and Jude and Simon, his sisters too. These words that we would translate as close family members, siblings, they more or less apply to cousins and second cousins and part of the clan that Mary had. So James and Joseph and Jude and his sisters, they aren't brothers and sisters of Jesus. And the son of Mary, a definite article. He wasn't a son of Mary, indefinite. But they would not accept him. So on these various grounds, they would not accept him. Although at the start they were amazed at the knowledge that he had, but now they're not going to accept anything he says. So Jesus said to them, a prophet is only despised in his own country, among his own relations, and in his own house. So Jesus is really saying that the rejection he's experiencing is the rejection that prophets experienced. And to pious Jews, this would be a bad thing to make them realize that when they rejected the prophets, all sorts of disasters followed, that the prophets were regarded as people who had authentically spoken the word of God, and that they were indeed rejected often but people had rejected the word of God, and that led them into difficulties. So Jesus is lining himself up with the prophets who have been rejected. And he could work no miracles there, except that he cured a few sick people by laying his hands on them. He was amazed at their lack of faith. So that's a very, very strong statement, very strong verse. Lack of faith also is a theme in Mark, where the lack of faith of the people, compared often with the strength of faith in some, particularly in Gentiles, Roman centurions and whatnot. So then some points for you to consider and possibly share. The story reminds us of how personal prejudices and agendas can block us from listening to the content of what another person has to say, no matter how relevant or wise it is. And perhaps you've experienced this in yourself. What difference has it made to you when you were able to focus on the content of what was being said and leave to one side your own prejudices about the speaker? And for us in Northern Ireland, this is a great month to talk about prejudices. Another one would be, it's been said that there's nothing as useless as the right advice at the wrong time. We may want to reach out to another, but be unable to make useful contribution because at that moment, the other person is not ready to be helped. Like Jesus, we can do no deed of power. But as Jesus had to be patient and wait for another opportunity to do so, so do we. What have you learned about the importance of patience and working with other people? And God bless you as you share that, and we'll finish with a prayer. God of the prophets, in every age you send the word of truth, familiar yet new, a sign of contradiction. Let us not be counted among those who lack faith, but give us the vision to see Christ in our midst and to welcome your saving word. We make this prayer through Christ our Lord. Amen.